South Africa's ruling party, the African National Congress, is proposing legislation that would impose controls on the media. Critics say it would return controls that existed in the apartheid era, and that proposal makes some South African journalists anxious. It was the African National Congress that once fought for freedom of the press when the nation was under white rule. Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg.
Under the proposed legislation, the government would have the power to classify any media content a matter of national security and to punish any journalist who publishes classified information with financial penalties and/or jail time. In addition, the ruling African National Congress is seeking a media tribunal through parliament to regulate the performance of reporters. Monley Makanya, chairman of the South African National Editors Forum and editor-in-chief of Avusa Media, says the proposed tribunal would allocate too much power to politicians.
It bodes very ill, not only for freedom of information, it bodes ill for democracy in South Africa.
According to Makanya and other journalists, South Africa has protections in place for people who have complaints against the media. They suggest the proposal is nothing but an effort by the ruling party to silence criticism of corruption and other shortcomings within the ANC and government. President Jacob Zuma becomes incensed at suggestions that his party, which fought censorship under apartheid, now opposes a free press.
We are from the ANC. We fought for the rights. We talked about the rights in the early 40s.
An ANC position paper on the media says a cursory scan of print articles reveals an astonishing degree of dishonesty, lack of professional integrity, and lack of independence. South Africa's media has long enjoyed a reputation as one of the most open environments for journalists in Africa. So the ANC's proposed media tribunal has dominated news media for weeks, in print, online, and on the air.
You're listening to Reedy DiRecco on Talk Radio 702.
This popular morning talk show featured all of the principal actors in the media debate, representatives of the ANC, the media, law experts, and others.
We're going to start with a different angle. Instead of going straight to our panelists during the roundtable debate on the media tribunal and the Protection of Information Bill, I'll tell you what.
South African National Editors Forum Chief Makanya says if Parliament approves the legislation, his organization will go to court. And media law specialist Dario Milo of the Weber and Wenzel law firm says the proposed legislation is unlikely to survive a constitutional challenge.
You can't have a government regulating, whatever form it might take, the editorial content of newspapers, which is effectively what would happen, whether it's direct or indirect, with such a tribunal.
But President Zuma is undeterred. Last week, he told reporters the South African press needs greater control in terms of privacy and defamation.
The media that says this is a restriction on us, we are a watchdog of the people, they were never elected. They need to be governed themselves because at times they go overboard on the rights.
The ANC's proposals could come before Parliament as early as September. South African journalists are fighting back. In a joint declaration, more than 30 prominent editors call on government to abandon the proposed legislation, saying free expression is the lifeblood of democracy. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.